You know, the angels that are responsible for programming the music here, they just love you so much that they play that song when you come on. Ladies and gentlemen, ooh, she's here talking about Jesus, but it's talking about her as well. Vita, ha, hallelujah, how ooh, it is awesome.
I am so tickled, Katie Bo. Okay, threw me off. Greetings, family. How's everybody doing? Now, I want to thank everybody who came out yesterday to hang with us at Gospel Jazz Live. We had a great time, as always. Update on Think Like a Man, still holding on at the number one spot.
What?
Second week in a row.
How much did they make?
What? Total grossing tickets, $60.9 million.
You know, I like to count people's money.
Right, count it up, 60.9. Now, it only cost $12 million to produce the film. So everybody's smiling around there. You see what I'm saying? Increase. Now, E! Entertainment Television just announced that they picked up a new talent competition show called Opening Act, created by Mary J. Blige, one of the American Idol executive producers, and another TV producer. Now, these three will search and scour the internet to find talented amateurs and give them a shot at an opening gig for a concert of an A-list artist. I mean, from country on to rock. They had Rod Stewart on the list, a whole bunch of folks.
No.
Now, this will be after they go through an intense performance boot camp in Hollywood. Opening Act premieres in July on E! Entertainment Television. So it's good to see Mary doing other things. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Diversifying.
There you go.
I think that's in the Bible somewhere. Now, Mary J. Blige was also in attendance at this weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner. Right? Saturday night in D.C., a room full of journalists, politicians, celebrities. Now, celebrities such as Steven Spielberg, actress Viola Davis, R&B artist John Legend, and a long list of others. Late night comic Jimmy Kimmel was the celebrity keynote speaker. Now, before he got started, he warned President Obama that he might not like some of his jokes. And he told him, now cover your ears if that's humanly possible.
Oh, no.
Hilarious. That was funny to me. Now, President Obama was falling out. Now, of course, he was the center of attention that evening, poking fun at himself and others. He spoke about his rapidly graying hair, saying he'd look like Morgan Freeman in a few years. I know Michelle was saying, please, Jesus, no, I rebuke that in the name. Now, I'd have you to know that every president since our 30th president, Calvin Coolidge, has attended the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Proceeds from the dinner go towards scholarships for aspiring journalists and awards for distinction in the arena of journalism.
Good stuff.
A little information for him. I'll give a little history.
And I needed to hear that.
See, now you know. You're in the know. I'm Vita Howard. You want to check out President Obama's comments at the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Yeah? You want to check out the latest Ha Hallelujah video? Yeah? You want to see this here and listen to the entertainment report?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You need to go to mypraiseatl.com.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Yeah. Dude.
Who you calling?
Don't. It's a no-go.
Who you calling?
She's not interested.
Who's this?
You look like Morgan Freeman. She's not interested.
Okay. Oh, freedom.
That's her singing in the background. Don't worry about
freedom.
That. Okay, peace.
Oh, freedom over me.
Let's take another look at traffic. What's going on, Monique?
Thank you, Kate.